Well, there you go. I guess, Chase, you were gone for a while, but you now know about Jeremy Lin.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Guy from...
went to Harvard, right?
Yeah.
Went to Harvard.
Yeah. And by then can play a little ball, I think. So.
Yeah.
Can do that. Uh-huh. Tried out with a couple of teams, among them the Houston Rockets.
Well, another Houston sports franchise that looks stupid.
Well, and again, it took circumstances. It took a couple of guys on their team to get injured for him to even get on the floor. But as a result, if you scroll through charity e-auctions and get charity folks and charity buzz, you'll get a snapshot of a few names out there that are rather hot. And Mr. Lin would be one of them, as a matter of fact. Basically, your NBA equivalent to Tim Tebow. The price for a meeting, Mr. Lin, which also includes 4 Knicks tickets and a game-worn jersey.
And meet Mr. Lin.
Yeah. Has actually quintupled over the last 2 days. Checked yesterday, and it was about $34,000.
Uh-huh.
Could be even higher than that now. Auctionable celebrities often come with their own related perks. If you win time with Snoop Dogg, for instance.
And who wouldn't want to?
Sure. Pushing $4,000 last we checked. And you get a spot in a music video.
Probably a contact high, too.
That, too. Samuel L. Jackson, you'll win a round of golf for your $4,750 donation. Winning bids over on Fox News, Brett Baer and Sean Hannity. That'd be $4,400 and $1,100 bucks, respectively. It's only $1,100 for Sean Hannity? Really?
Uh-huh.
Brett Baer would be more than Sean Hannity? That's what it says here. Anyway, get a chance to sit in on a taping of their show, and $5,500 right now if you want to have lunch with Karl Rove.
Lunch with Karl Rove, $50, huh?
Yeah, no, $5,500.
Oh, $5,500.
$5,500.
I'd pay $50.
But Jeremy Lin.
If he bought the lunch.
And the story we have this morning, Lin's sanity, that's what they're calling it, of course, has now reached even the Oval Office.
Mm.
Yeah, I have a breaking news app on my device.
Mm-hmm. That was breaking news?
Well, what are you going to do? it popped up there, and this was when I was just getting plugged back into what was going on here in the only country that matters, apparently.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, what does it mean that Obama goes Lin-sane? Because I'm looking at that going, am I reading English? I think I'm reading English. Yeah. So,
yes, it's reached there. Lin, of course, literally lived on his brother's couch, apparently, when he was a player from Harvard.
Well, it's a heck of a story.
It is.
It really is.
The success of it, without a doubt. And I understand that the president is a basketball fan.
Mm-hmm. He's a player, you know.
But my thought is, doesn't he have more important things to be doing? Jay Carney says, we were speaking about it on Marine One.
Scott.
I know.
Don't be such
the president is very impressed.
Uh-huh.
He said it has been breathtaking what has happened in the last few days. While Carney spent most of his off-camera time briefing reporters talking about the president staying up to date on the economy and various other hot spots in the world, like, I don't know, Syria, maybe, or Iran, but he is up to full speed when it comes to Linsanity.
Well, I'm not going to be one to defend the president here, but the right has been having a lot of fun, especially this year with the economy, about the president spending time welcoming championship athletic teams.
Oh, sure.
I mean, some show even did it after the A&M women's team came to visit them and talked about, you know, does he have more important things to do? But this is a traditional thing that a lot of presidents have done in good times and in bad times. But I know if he spent an inordinate amount of time on it, I'd see that. But, you know. I don't know.
Well, the fact that there's an A&M team involved doesn't change my opinion. He's got more important stuff.
Well,
that's
no.
My opinion.
Yeah.
My opinion.
He does.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hey, this will make you feel good next time you go out for a burger. The world's first test tube meat hamburger made from cow stem cells could be produced this fall.
Hey, but what will that do for hunger in third world countries? Yeah. Oh, wait, their corrupt governments won't let them have any. Never mind.
Wow. Ask and answered. The ingredients of this first burger are still in the, quote, laboratory phase.
Ah, I heard what you did there. At least you didn't say in their infancy. Thank you.
The Dutch scientist named Mark Post. I think he changed his name.
Mark Post?
His name's like Garth Vanderverdenberg.
There are no vowels in there. Yeah.
Mark Post. He's on loan. Yeah. It's like a sabbatical or
probably
something.
Probably so. Anyway.
He's from Washington State.
Post's aim is to invent an efficient way to produce skeletal muscle tissue in the laboratory that mimics meat. Okay. See,
we have a lot of things that mimic meat.
Haven't hot dogs been doing that for decades? Isn't that what spam does, is mimic meat?
Oh, my goodness. We're going to... No, because spam is a real
Vienna
real
sausage.
Yeah, Vienna sausage.
Potted
meat. Yeah. Oh, anyway.
I think they've been mimicking meat for a lot longer than this.
And, of course, as he's telling us, conventional meat and dairy production requires so much land and water and plants and disposal of waste products that it makes it very, very difficult to actually be efficient as a planet, when in fact they could just go into the laboratory and make it for us. And it would taste just the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, by the time you slather it with mayonnaise and ketchup, I mean...
There you go. Excavating a basement using professional machinery, nothing new. Doing it with radio control scaled models is a little different. A guy in Saskatchewan has been working on this since 2005. Been digging out his basement at an average rate of about 8 to 9 cubic feet using nothing more than RC tractors and trucks.
Is he looking for Al Capone's vault or what?
He's got him. He started by transporting the excavator on an RC truck to the basement. He unloads it, digs, and uses other trucks to transfer the dirt up. I don't know how big these things are, but, you know.
Is he retired or just not gainfully employed? He's excavating his parents' basement so he can live there, isn't he?
That's right. He's in Canada, so he's taken care of. You don't have to worry about
that. Isn't it cold up there right now?
Well, you know, but in the basement, it's probably steady, you know, at least what the temperature is.
Steadily cold.
Yeah. He starts by transporting the excavator on the RC truck to the basement, unloads it, digs, and uses other trucks to transfer the dirt up to the ground through a spiral ramp. Even though he has a miniature rock crusher up there, the Canadians say... Yeah, it isn't for the mining project. It probably he would have lost his interest in hobbying a long time ago, but now he works on them, he repairs them, and he's digging out his basement. So with RC stuff. So there you go. A Pennsylvania magistrate judge was busted for dismissing her own parking ticket violations.
Oops.
Which she racked up. Oh, no. See, and then they tell us, which she racked up with her Beamer. Okay, see, so that's not good. The state attorney general says that she will face criminal charges on conflict of interest, tampering with public records, and obstruction charges in the case.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Court will hear from the prosecution?
Yeah. Okay, hearing none, we cancel the tickets. She reportedly had 2 tickets in November of 2010 for parking violations.
Case dismissed.
Very nice. A third ticket for an out-of-date registration, and it failed to pay those tickets on time. So instead of showing up, according to the summons that she received, she simply logged online onto the court system and erased the violation. Very nice.
At the least, get another judge to do that for you.
Yeah, no,
really.
This is an in-house job right here. Hello.
Yeah. You were speaking about our governor being a workaholic.
Yeah.
Bobby Lane was known to be a party animal deluxe. After he retired from the professional football league, he golfed every afternoon. And he was being interviewed one afternoon as he teed off, and the reporter was questioning his work ethic. And Bobby Lane said, well, my idea is any man that has to work after lunch, the job's too big for him.
There you are.
Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins.